The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program may contain pre-recorded material.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
It hurts when you get poor. And many people are getting poor. But strangely, the administration has refused to acknowledge this. If anything, they're celebrating it.
Inflation at a 13-year high. Prices for beef and bacon, gas, all up double digits.
This whole lie that this is a high-class problem is just one more aspect of the way that this White House is trying very unsuccessfully to gaslight the country into believing things that just aren't true.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Oh, well, now Biden says the vaccine shouldn't be an issue that divides us. Oh, really? The guy that has been continually dividing us by vilifying the unvaccinated? Oh, what now? Are you going to try to play nice? My gosh, this administration is sinking in a quicksand, a morass, the likes of which I've never seen. Imagine the cruelty of the Biden chief of staff endorsing a tweet claiming that inflation is a high-class problem. The White House chief of staff, Ron Klain, is being eviscerated for endorsing a tweet that claimed that these supply chain issues, which is a real crisis, people know it, I see it every day. Empty shelves, you can't get products, good luck ordering a garage door, even better luck going to the car dealer. I talked to a car dealer yesterday. My lease is going to be up next year on my car, and I'm making some decisions about what I want to do. And I think I'm talking to the dealer that I currently work with. He said, yeah, pick the color and what you like. Maybe you'll get it in 7 to 8 months. 7 to 8 months to order a car. Car dealerships are empty. I got a buddy in South Carolina who said there's a car dealership that normally has 300 cars on the lot. Two. They have two cars on the lot. Cars don't have inventory. We can't get parts. We can't get computer chips. And there was some pinhead Harvard producer professor, and by the way, pinhead was my term. Eric Hansen can confirm this. And the great Bill O'Reilly stole it from us because he was a listener. And he was. He listened all the time in New York to our radio show. And he absolutely hijacked my use. We used to have pinhead coffee mugs. I was the one. I'm not too bitter, am I? I was the one who called everybody pinheads on the left. And then O'Reilly heard it, and he evidently liked it, and he ran with it, and he stole it. I think there are examples of artists who steal my life. You know who also stole my life? The great Martin Short. You know why? Now, this is hysterical. You ever seen Martin Short's character? Well, what's the name? The TV host. Big fat suit. He wears a big fat suit. And it's hysterical. And he's always shoving donuts in his mouth. And he had a wife named like Dee Dee. And then they had four kids. Matthew, Marcus. I mean, it was like the Gallagher family. It was unbelievable. Jiminy Glick. The character was Jiminy Glick. I swear to you, he'll never admit it. But Martin Short based Jiminy Glick on Mike Gallagher. Bill O'Reilly stole Pinhead from Mike Gallagher. Next time we interview Bill O'Reilly, And I'm in the middle of his new, I think it's his newest book, Killing the Mob. Wow. It's so good. It's so good about organized crime and the organized crime origins in America and what happened in Italy and Italian, you know, mafioso coming over here and what happened. It's those books that O'Reilly writes with Martin Dugard are so good. And so I'm in the middle of Killing the Mob right now. So we'll get Bill back on the show, and I'll get him to come clean. He probably won't admit it, but I'm going to try. Anyway, some pinhead Harvard professor, Jason Furman, wrote a tweet that said, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems. We wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. So, as Tucker Carlson pointed out last night, the Biden administration's reaction to this crisis we're facing in America, surging inflation and gas prices, is to pretend they're victories.
It hurts when you get poorer, and many people are getting poorer. But strangely, the administration has refused to acknowledge this. If anything, they're celebrating it. Last night, a Harvard professor called Jason Furman, who is closely aligned with the Biden White House, sent this tweet, quote, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, etc., are high-class problems. We wouldn't have had them if the unemployment rate was still 10%, end quote. In other words, you ought to be thrilled to have less money. It means we're winning. Ron Klain, who is Joe Biden's chief of staff at the White House, promptly endorsed that tweet. And that's delusional. Or maybe it's intentional. You pretend your failures are victories and some people will doubtless believe you. That seemed to work in Afghanistan. Maybe it'll work here. That could be their thinking. But it won't work here because domestic economics is not like foreign policy. People notice when their own lives change. When you can't buy Christmas presents for your children or manage to keep your house warm in January, these are not symbolic problems. These are measurable declines in your family's standard of living, and they have consequences. If economic decline continues, and it seems likely to continue, you will see a profound political reset in this country. And here's why. The only reason Americans have put up with the endless woke garbage that the left churns out by the gallon is because they can afford to put up with it. For generations, this has been a very rich country, and affluence covers a multitude of sins. People will tolerate a lot of things they disagree with as long as gas is cheap and the Amazon deliveries keep coming. But when a society becomes poorer, people's attitudes change and they change fast.
That's so smart, and he's right. He's right. We're going to see a political reset. We're seeing it right now. I'm hearing from callers every day. In fact, maybe you'll want to join me. Are you a Democrat disgusted with your party? Where do you hear how many people are saying enough is enough is enough? And to hear, call me, 1-800-655-MIKE. Go ahead and tell me that you voted for Joe Biden and you can't believe what's happened to America in 8 or 9 short months. This is unreal. Biden is making Jimmy Carter look like Abraham Lincoln. Jimmy Carter is going to be a resounding success compared to this guy. Listen to Circle Back Psaki attempting lamely to explain away Ron Klain supporting the charge that all of this crisis in America with the empty shelves and surging inflation and the supply chain crisis is a high-class problem, and it's actually a good sign. You know, people, it's a good thing. Listen to Circle Back on this one.
Why would Ron Klain tweet that, and would you agree that that's a little bit tone-deaf?
Do you think two tweets means more? I'm just curious. So just for context, what Ron Klain retweeted was a tweet from the former chairman of Economic Advisors, Jason Furman, where he said, for full context, which I think is important, most of the economic problems we're facing, inflation, supply chains, are high-class problems. What he went on to say is, we wouldn't have had them if unemployment rate was still 10%. We would instead have had a much worse problem. So I think the point here is, well, there are some critics who are saying what some of these critics are saying is we don't know if they're saying that what they thought was great was when the unemployment rate was double what it is today, or when people were locked in their homes and therefore gas prices were lower. We're at this point because the unemployment rate has come down and been cut in half, because people are buying more goods, because people are traveling, and because demand is up, and because the economy is turning back on.
Give them the old razzle-dazzle, razzle-dazzle them. That's Jen Psaki. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Welcome aboard. It's Friday. We made it through another week. Numbers, COVID numbers, pretty encouraging nationally. Only states having a problem seem to be up north. Looks like Florida, the southern states, the Midwest, the Southwest, the West Coast. Numbers are going down, having a little problem up north in heavily vaccinated areas. Wonder why that is. 1-800-655-MIKE. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. You and me together, fighting through it all. Let me get your reaction, and let me talk, if you don't mind, if you're a Democrat, give me your perspective over the last 9-10 months. You happy with the way things are going? Do you regret your vote? Let's get your perspective. We got a lot of breaking news, a lot to cover here. I hope you join us. We have one open phone line for you. 800-655-6453. We want to put your voice front and center. Coming up.
Get the Mike Gallagher weekly newsletter with featured videos and more at MikeOnline.com.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. It could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
How come we are not chanting impeach Joe Biden? Who has to start chanting impeach Joe Biden to get it going?
Hey, Mike, just a refresher for everyone. This is United States of America, and you can't get what you want when you want it. That's ridiculous. And it doesn't come from COVID. It comes from the socialist policies that are surrounding COVID.
And this is what's trying to happen. Let's face it, Biden has been hijacked by the far left wing of the Democrat Party, and they want to cram socialism down our throats. And it's a disaster. I mean, here's Biden yesterday. Let's do this in order. Here's Biden not so long ago. Here's the president in September on COVID and vaccines.
My message to unvaccinated Americans is this. What more is there to wait for? What more do you need to see? We've made vaccinations free, safe, and convenient. The vaccine is FDA approval. Over 200 million Americans have gotten at least one shot. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. And your refusal has cost all of us.
And now here he is yesterday, fast forward to yesterday, when he realizes he's got a revolt on his hands. He's got millions and millions of people who are not vaccinated, and he doesn't know what to do. So he's trying the nice guy approach now.
Let's be clear. Vaccination requirements should not be another issue that divides us. That's why we continue to battle the misinformation that's out there. And companies and communities are setting up there, stepping up as well to combat these the misinformation.
Somebody who says, I'm sorry, I'm not ready for this. I don't want to get the vaccine. I think that's my right. And they want to call that misinformation. Let's get a Democrat's perspective. Erica in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Erica. How are you?
Hey.
Good, good. So what do you make of the first 9 months of your president's tenure?
Well, our president's tenure has been one that is tumultuous, and it honestly has disappointed me to the core.
Yeah.
As a Democrat, what I want to see is middle-of-the-road policies. Fiscally, I think we're out of control. As far as socialist policies, I think we're out of control. And I think most voters and mid-America, where I am, want someone that's just down to earth, can get through on policies, and honestly not take rights away from
people. And he kind of campaigned on that, didn't he, Erica? Didn't he kind of campaign on being a sort of a middle-of-the-road, common-sense, sort of nice guy?
Yeah, I was bamboozled, is, I guess, the best word to
yes,
use in this situation.
Yes.
I never wanted the ticket with Biden on it. I was like, this is going to be a disaster. He's been, in Washington too long. I think there should be an age limit on being the president in this country.
Gotcha.
I heard yesterday.
Well, I'm fighting the clock here, but thank you, Eric, and I appreciate you saying that we have been, you were bamboozled by our president. You see it at the pump, the grocery store, and construction costs. Another month of the highest inflation since 2008. Another month where that paper money you're carrying around is worthless. What's your plan to protect your savings? You have homeowners insurance in case of a fire. What insurance do you have in place if inflation sets in further and pushes prices even higher? Well, my insurance plan is gold and silver from the Birch Gold Group. If you haven't reached out to Birch Gold to diversify your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA, you need to do it today. Text Mike to 474747. We'll send you a free info kit on protecting your savings with gold. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tons of five-star reviews, thousands of happy customers. I'm one of them. Talk to them. Have them help you safeguard your retirement savings. Text Mike to 474747 to claim your free no-obligation info kit on holding gold and silver in a tax-sheltered account. Text Mike to 474747. Take the first step in protecting your savings today.
Mike Gallagher Show.
As each thing is taken away, we face what is known as the shifting baseline syndrome. This syndrome changes our idea of a new and acceptable normal. Soon, we will not remember what it was like to have the freedoms we once did. Our children won't have the privilege or the pleasure to enjoy the same choices our parents had or that we have.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That was that commercial airline pilot who kind of went on a rant about our freedoms being ripped from us one by one. We're seeing that. We're witnessing that. I watched in shock CNN try to double down on their attacks on Joe Rogan, the podcaster, over the ivermectin debate. Why is that a debate? Why do we debate medicine? I don't understand that. I heard a follow-up to Joe Rogan had CNN's medical correspondent on his podcast the other day, Sanjay Gupta, and he just eviscerated the guy because CNN lied about Rogan. Rogan got COVID, as so many people have. Heck, I'm waiting for my positive test. I swear it's a miracle I haven't gotten it yet. And maybe it's my weekly ivermectin. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Maybe I've just got, I've been lucky. Maybe, you know, maybe the vaccination. I'm waiting to get back my antibodies test. I'll tell you what it is just so you know, because I'm curious about if a March Johnson & Johnson vaccine gave me sufficient antibodies here in mid-October. I don't know. So I'm curious about all of it. But I don't, I'm also just fascinated by the way hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, I guess Regeneron, are the monoclonal antibodies controversial? Are people arguing about that? If a doctor prescribes a medication to you, why does anybody else outside of your life care what your doctor prescribed to you? Why? It's kind of making me crazy. Anyway, Rogan gets Dr. Gupta on and says, hey, Sanjay, why did your network lie? And they did. They pretended that Rogan was taking a horse dewormer. You see, there's ivermectin, I guess, that is available from veterinarians that, you know, are for deworming animals. That's not the same ivermectin that comes in typically 3 milligram doses that are human consumption. An antiparasitic drug that studies have shown can be effective with COVID. And there's a debate about that, I guess, and there's other studies that say it's not. I mean, okay. What do you care what I put in my body? And so last night, Don Lemon gets on there as a follow-up with Sanjay Gupta and doubles down, pretty much repeated the lie. All Rogan wanted to know is, why were you lying, CNN? I mean, it was a powerful follow-up. And Rogan just made mincemeat out of Sanjay Gupta. You ought to hear it. Do we have the ivermectin portion of Sanjay Gupta with Joe Rogan? Do we have that in the archives, guys? Because I know we had the two parts. We had two big fat segments from Sanjay Gupta's debacle performance, train wreck of an appearance on Joe Rogan's show. But I don't think we play the lie about ivermectin segment. And that was even worse for Sanjay. He didn't know what to say. Humming a humming a humming a hum. So, you know, back to my question. And I mean this. I want to know. Can you give me a theory as to why in the world the left has politicized COVID? Tell me, because I had a good friend of mine who came up with a theory that I think makes sense. It's about control. It's about control. Since the official narrative doesn't include ivermectin, since the official narrative doesn't emphasize therapeutics, they're not going to let you embark on that. I mean, is that the theory? Tell me why you think. I've got the smartest audience in America. Tell me why you think they've politicized things like ivermectin. Why that goofy pharmacist from Seattle called me and wouldn't dispense my doctor's prescription of ivermectin and smarmily said, oh, and just so you know, very few pharmacies are going to prescribe it. Wrong. Pharmacies are dispensing it all over the country, dingbat, and doctors are prescribing it. What do you care, lady? What do you care? Why do they care? 1-800-655-MIKE. Tracy, let's go in a different direction with our callers, and let's talk to people about this politicization from the left. They're the ones who have politicized COVID. Why? I think it has to do with control. I think it has to do with controlling the narrative and therefore controlling us. But maybe you have a different theory. 1-800-655-MIKE. We have one open line for you here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. 800-655-6453. I was on the phone before I came into work today with my friends at MyPillow. There are just a few of these press and pack bags left. Mike Lindell has put together an incredible offer. You could order a MyPillow with the press and pack bag. The press and pack bag, that's where you take your MyPillow and you want to travel with it, right? But it takes up a lot of room. So you got to be kind of careful with that. You put it in the pressure pack bag. You press the bag down. It takes all the air out. It essentially flattens the MyPillow to a real, real low level where you can fit everything in your suitcase. And then you got plenty of room. Then when you get to your destination, you open up the press and pack bag, and the MyPillow comes back to its original shape and form. Listen to these offers that Mike Lindell, it's a very limited time. There's only a few of these left. A classic MyPillow and press and pack bag is normally $69.98. It's now just $19.98 when you enter the promo code MikeG. The Queen Classic MyPillow and press and pack bag is normally $79.98, just $24.98 with promo code MikeG. And if you want the big granddaddy, the King Classic MyPillow and the press and pack, it's normally $89.98. It's just $29.98 for you with the promo code MikeG. Isn't that amazing? The MyPillow is incredible, machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty. It stays cool all through the night. It's amazing. It conforms to your neck and your head and your back in a way that no other pillow can. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials Square. And then with anything you order, whether it's the towel sets, their back, low, low price, $39.99 with the promo code MikeG. The Giza Dream Sheets, the softest, smoothest, most luxurious sheets you'll ever sleep in. Buy one set, get the second set free with when you use the promo code MikeG. Go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to enter the promo code MikeG, MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG. Let's see if you can give me a theory as to why the left has politicized COVID so much. Angelo is in Queens, New York. Hey, Angelo, how are you? Happy Friday.
Hey, how you doing? Happy Friday. Well, I guess it's just all a political thing. Maybe they want to just keep the, you know, people out of the voting booths. They want mail-in voting because ivermectin, Merck is making a pill. The only difference is it's going to cost $750 instead of $4.
That has a lot to do with it. The ivermectin is very inexpensive, and that has a huge, huge aspect of this, I think. It's a cheap, inexpensive drug. Big Pharma doesn't profit from it like they do. I mean, do you know how much money Pfizer and BioNTech and all with the Moderna vaccine and Johnson & Johnson, you know how much money they're making? Holy cow. Gary's in Naples, Florida. Gary, how you doing today?
Hey, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you, Gary.
I think that the government is in bed with the pharmaceutical companies, and just for the point you just made about how much money they're making, the more money the pharmaceutical companies make, the more money goes back to the left so they can get more power and they can keep being reelected.
I think it's a great theory. I mean, it's a very good idea. And you know, they always project on us what they're guilty of. They claim we politicize. How are we politicizing anything? What are we politicized? Do you think there's a single American that doesn't want to get through COVID? Is there a single American that wants COVID to continue? And yes, we have a theory that the left wants COVID to be infinitesimally never-ending. James in Columbus, Ohio. We have one open line, incidentally, 1-800-655-MIKE. Hey, James, how you doing?
Pretty good.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I'm wondering why the host, Gordon, why he doesn't sue them for CNN for slandering his name because of what he took medically that was prescribed legally by his doctor.
Why Rogan doesn't sue them for slander?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
all over the air to belittle him on the air because he chose a different alternative than what the narrative of their agenda is through his doctors.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a bigger platform. If he went to court, who knows what that looks like? But listen, he's got a platform. Americans can judge for themselves. And the good news is Americans are judging for themselves. The good news is Americans are coming to their senses. And we're seeing a pretty remarkable pushback. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. Today's an important show, an hour with the author, the primary author of a study that shows how Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook poured hundreds of millions of dollars into swing states and specific targeted areas that helped tip the election to Joe Biden. The author, I've read about it, I can't wait to meet him in person, says the election wasn't stolen, it was paid for. And it was a legal, but frankly, I think, brilliantly evil maneuver by the head of Facebook. You know, the same company that routinely censors conservatives. You think Facebook had a hand in the outcome of the election? We're going to spend an entire hour on it. You're not going to want to miss a word. And if you happen to miss this hour, it'll be up on our podcast. You'll be able to get the Mike Gallagher podcast. Just subscribe to it. It's free wherever podcasts are available, or you can go to MikeOnline.com. But you're not going to want to miss the hour that we're going to spend with this very, very important author of this very important study. And don't forget to watch us on Rumble. How many viewers we got today? 3, 5? I bet we still got more than Hewitt. Yeah, we got 150 in there. Go to Rumble. Watch the Mike Gallagher Show. See the video clips as you hear them. Make some comments if you'd like. Go to Rumble. We got thousands of subscribers on Rumble. It's kind of the alternative to YouTube. YouTube doesn't like us very much, but we like Rumble. Let's see if we can get a bunch of people in there watching today. Go to Rumble to watch the show as you listen to us on your favorite radio station. We're glad you're here. 800-655-MIKE if you want to join
us. Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com.
I want to share with you that I've done something that I can pretty well promise you that almost nobody else in my audience has done. I've sat across the table with the guy who formulated the process behind Balance of Nature, Dr. Douglas Howard, an incredible guy. He's a doctor, a professor, a scientist. He's one of the most brilliant health experts I've ever met. And I know him. When he described to me his 20-year journey that resulted in one of the most powerful supplements on the market today, I knew I had to start taking it. You probably never have the privilege of meeting Dr. Howard in person, perhaps, but you can make the same decision I made. Get those 10 daily servings from 31 different fruits and veggies, all derived from Dr. Howard's proprietary process. Believe me when I say Balance of Nature is the real deal. All new preferred customers of Balance of Nature will get an additional 35% discount and free shipping on your first Balance of Nature order. Use the promo code MikeG. Get started. Call 800-246-8751. Balance of Nature, 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com, promo code MikeG.
Gallagher.
The complex delays at the nation's busiest ports, accounting for 40% of the country's container traffic, affects consumers from coast to coast. Bins filled with everyday products, from electronics to apparel, may not make it onto store shelves or front porches in time for the holidays. At Lay and Go, there's demand, but little supply.
Everything has been breaking down. We are trying to be resilient, which we always are as small businesses, but it's affecting us being able to do our job.
Products aren't just harder to get, but more expensive. Inflation at a 13-year high. Prices for beef and bacon, used cars, gas, even furniture, all up double digits. The Social Security Administration announcing its largest cost of living adjustment in nearly 40 years.
Have you ever seen a backlog like this ever?
Never. We've never seen anything like this.
Wow, that's NBC News. So even NBC is forced to report on the disastrous Biden policies resulting, and they won't connect those dots, but we all know what it is. A friend of mine just asked me a great question about Circle Back Psaki. Why doesn't a reporter ever ask Jen Psaki, if low unemployment is causing supply chain problems, as you suggest, If low unemployment is causing high gas prices, as you suggest, by defending Ron Klain's despicable tweet, why wasn't that happening in 2018? Why didn't that happen in 2019 when unemployment was 3.9%, 3.6%? Guess what? Our August unemployment rate was 5.2%. They're in upside down world. They're living in the upside down. What was that show, Stranger Things? Which I'm going to probably see this weekend. I'm going to do something this weekend. I'm going to admit something I shouldn't admit. You're going to make fun of me forever for telling you this. I have a thing about being scared. I love and I hate being scared. I hate watching scary movies, but I love watching scary movies. I think it came from seeing The Exorcist when I was a kid. My mom came home from the movie theater and said she was white as a ghost. I grew up in a, you know, sort of Irish Catholic family. I mean, exorcism, very real. The devil is very real. And at the end of the day, when my mom said, "Don't you ever see that movie, it's too terrifying," little Mikey had to go see it. And it terrified me. So I love getting scared. I really do. And so Universal Studios in Orlando has something called the Hollywood Horror Nights. And they have haunted houses that are the most sophisticated, most brilliantly conceived haunted houses in the world. I go every year. And they didn't have it last year, of course, because of COVID. And I'm going this weekend. I'm going to do a Disney weekend. I'm going to do, I think I might have a shot at going into Boo Bash maybe this weekend, going to Magic Kingdom at Disney World, and then this Hollywood haunted horror. And I was telling one of my friends about it. He says, "No way, I'm out." And it is kind of scary, but they're really well done. Remember, you know, the old house? When I was a kid in Ohio, we used to go to haunted houses every Halloween. You know, the ones that people would jump out at you? And they kind of do that now, but it's much more sophisticated. But they've got it timed with music. And they used to have a Stranger Things house. And all the actors that would jump out at you look just like the people in the Stranger Things TV show. It's the coolest. All of it's pretty cool. So that's my weekend. I'm sorry. I'm embarrassed. I'm a dork. But I got to be a kid again just for one night. But today, I'm going to be an adult. And we're going to spend an hour with William Doyle, the principal researcher at the Caesar Rodney Election Research Institute, over the ways that Mark Zuckerberg spent hundreds of millions of dollars on nonprofits and got the Democrats to swing the vote. Stick around, you're going to want to hear this coming up.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.